both teams come here today to get into the third round draw. We've done it. It wasn't on the wrong end of an upset, which was the main aim. We scored 5 goals, could have doubled that. Smithy got a hat-trick, his first career hat-trick. There was good minutes for people, some good performances. And at the end of the day, we'll analyse the game. But we'll take the positives from it. We'll take the fact we're in the next round and we'll roll on to Wednesday.
It was certainly a game where attacks were on top for the large part. And I suppose if you look at Braintree's recent record, which I'm sure you did, 41 goals, I think, would they've been involved in 9 games. And that, certainly for them, they were always a threat going forward.
Yeah, both teams were a threat going forward. And that was down to not the best defending from both teams, but also good attacking intent. I thought we used the ball wisely at times, not so good at others. But we was always a threat going forward. Set plays, open play. I'm delighted. I'm delighted with the result.
And of course, Sid, he looked a bit rusty, but he needed a game. Lee Gregory, great to see him come back and almost play the full 90 minutes. So that was an added bonus for you as well.
It was, yeah. Sid got 60 minutes, which was ideal. Obviously, Lee Gregory back on the pitch for 85 minutes is good, and just minutes on the pitch for the people, really. We've got a real delicate week this week. Three important games in 6 days, and obviously not a huge squad to work with, so we have to make sure that we're using the players at the right times, and it will mean some rotation, and that's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it is with a tight schedule.
Let's talk about Harry Smith. As a striker, I mean, you came here and out of non-league, and ultimately you set some records for Millwall, which may not be beaten for a while. But what you didn't achieve was scoring twice on your senior debut, once on your league debut, and a hat-trick on your FA Cup debut.
Yeah, that's right. He's done. There's a lot being asked of him at the moment. He's done really well. He's a young man. He's coming from non-league. He's had an excellent start of his first couple of performances, and in between, he's not scored in the last couple of games. But he's played really well. He's been an important part of our team playing better. He had a real rude awakening up at Bolton in a real tough game. We got knocked around a little bit, and it was a great experience for him. And then he scored 3 goals today. So all he can do when he goes on the pitch is give the best account of himself, try and play to the best of his ability, and work his socks off. And that's what he does. And he's adding goals to his game. So I'm really pleased for him.
And you were desperate to be involved in what you have described as one of the great weekends of the season, which is the FA Cup third round. What would you like to see come out of the draw on Monday night? Do you want a big side? Do you want to go to Old Trafford or possibly to one of the other big Premier League grounds? Or do you want a smaller team here at the Den?
I'd like to be at home. I'd like to be at home, not fussed who we play against, whether it's a Premier League team or whether it's a non-league side. I'd like to be at home. I love playing here. The boys playing here. My team loves playing here. And that's even with some impatient fans today that just expect to turn up and see a 10-0 win, shall we say. But we enjoy playing here. I'd love to be at home. So we look forward to that Monday night.